Idaho, USA. Wow, what a week, folks. What a week. How did your week go? I hope it went well for you. Been very, very busy here at our two police and military associations. We're getting more mail from police officers and soldiers than ever before. And this is good. This is really good. We have private citizens writing to us and talking about their sons and daughters and aunts and uncles that are police officers and want to help us educate them on in their constitutional duties. And so we're very, very busy today, and we're praising God for that. We are praising God for that. We're getting letters here that are astounding from police officers and soldiers, telling us what's going on in the war that you'll never hear on CNN, the Communist News Network, or the Fox propaganda network for the Republican Party and for the president. It's good, really good to get this mail. Last week, there was a lot of talk about this general betray us, okay, which he has and he does. Betray us, and we have a letter here that came in, email that came in from a soldier who's a Jewish soldier, talking about General Betray Us, okay? And I want to share that with you here, and of course, I can't share all of it with you because some of it's private, and we don't want to blow the cover of our soldiers that are writing to us from the field. Okay, because they can end up dead, as happened to Pat Tillman and other soldiers that we know of that have been executed because they spoke out about things they weren't supposed to be speaking out about, and our higher-ups can't allow that. Well, here it is. Thank you, Brother Jack. Now, as I said, folks, this is just part of the letter, okay? Hear the music. We're coming up on our first break. We'll be back and share this letter with you about General Betray Us. Okay, we'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commissions, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Back on the Officer Jack Michelam program. I'm that old retired cop and Vietnam veteran and retired cop now. I'm the head of, I think I am anyway, the volunteer head of our two police and military associations up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, Police and Military Against the New World Order, and our 27, almost 28-year-old publication, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues. And good duty, folks, long hours, but good duty in talking and communicating with our police and soldiers all the time. Here's a good soldier, a good America Firster soldier, who's writing to us, and he says here, he's talking about General Petraeus and also the Zionists. He calls them far left Zionists, okay, which they are, even though they try to, like in America, they have the two parties, Republican and Democratic parties, that try to act like they're different from one another, but their goals are identical to bring us into this Antichrist world government system. Well, the same in Israel, folks. The communist Zionists who control Israel, who are not Jews, they're Gentiles that call themselves Jews from Eastern Europe, the Ashkenazi Khazars, and their goal is to set up a right-wing party and a left-wing party, as they have, to confuse the Jewish people and make the Jewish people there in Israel and all of us here in America, too, think there's a far-left party and there's a right-wing party there, and there isn't. It's all the same. Their goals are identical to set up this Antichrist world government system. And so he's very smart. This Jewish soldier is very smart and has been doing some studying, because most Jewish people I talk to have no idea that they only have one party in Israel, that it's not a right-wing party and a left-wing party there. Just like in America, it's hard to convince an American that we only have one party in America. Pat Buchanan talked about it, said it's two wings of the same bird of prey. Two wings, a Republican and Democratic wings of the same bird of prey that's preying on America. All right, here's this portion of his letter. I cut out the things that would possibly identify him, because he's worried about being murdered, as was Pat Tillman and others, and he knows about these things. He says here, "Thank you, Brother Jack, for putting out the truth and facts to our fellow soldiers and law officers. General Petraeus is a traitor, as is his handlers, and many of us Jewish soldiers know this, but we don't have a way to express it without losing our careers and possibly our lives, as many Jewish whistleblowers have in the past. General Petraeus is a dual citizen. He holds a citizenship with Israel and with the U.S. He is a hardcore neocon far-left Zionist. He has also been a Zionist firster and never an American firster. This is why he progressed up through the ranks so fast. I'm an American soldier who is a Jew and an American patriot. I can't stand that almost all of our military leaders are Zionist neocons. They do not serve our nation's interests. In addition, most all of our leaders are not really Jews, but liars calling themselves Jews." Boy, this is strong language from a Jewish man. "Do you understand what I'm saying, Jack? Please read Arthur Kessler's book, The 13th Tribe." That's interesting, folks, because we've been gathering up these books, The 13th Tribe. They're disappearing, and we're gathering them up. I think we have about four now, maybe three left that we found to give to you, to the listeners out there. So if you want A 13th Tribe by Arthur Kessler, get a hold of us here. They're disappearing very fast because Arthur Kessler told the truth about these Eastern European Khazars and Ashkenazi Gentiles that call themselves Jews. And right after he and his wife finished up that book and it became very popular, he was murdered in England. And both of them were murdered, and they tried to make it look like a suicide, a double suicide, which, of course, we knew it was not. But he says, "Please read Arthur Kessler's book, The 13th Tribe, and you will know the truth. Those who call themselves Jews many times have no Jewish blood in them at all, as Arthur Kessler proves in his book. We are dying for the far-left Zionists who want to expand their Israel Zionist paradise all over the Middle East on the death and the blood of our American soldiers. With all the good..." Now, remember, this is a soldier writing to us, folks, okay? Keep that in mind. "With all the good American first Jewish soldiers and cops you speak with, I guess you know that the far-left Zionists called neocons control our national government, our military, our media, and state governments. These far-left Zionists do this by secretly paying millions into the pockets of politicians each year. The American voter can't compete. Somehow we have to save our nation and our children's future. I have four children myself. We must get this word out." And that's all I can read you from his letter, folks, without exposing him. He gives me a name, Jesse Horowitz, and says, "with JewsNotZionists.org. Okay, so he's with one of those very powerful, there's two that I know of, very powerful anti-Zionist Jewish organizations, folks. There's JewsAgainstZionism.com, JewsAgainstZionism.com, and I hope you'll go to their website and read the rabbis and others talking about how evil the Zionists are, and they don't mind killing millions and millions of Jews, real Jews, in order to promote their goals. And they did that by funding Hitler. They helped Hitler. They worked with Hitler all they could to kill Jews. The Zionists did. And so Jesse Horowitz with www.JewsNotZionist.org. JewsNotZionist.org. And so he's very outspoken about the Zionists who, of course, as we've said before, most of them are not Jewish. And I'm sure if we could talk to Jesse, he would tell you that he and other Jews are very, very mad at the Zionists for dumping everything on Jews. You know, we have people that say, oh, all Jews are evil. All Jews ought to be put in camps. All Jews are bad. And Jesse, I'm sure if we could talk to him here, he knows that the leading Zionists out there who call themselves Jews are not Jews at all. Because back in 740 AD, Chief Joseph of the of Khazaria in Eastern Europe, there was an area called Khazaria, and you can look this up, folks. Chief Joseph accepted, or King Joseph, I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm saying chief, but King Joseph, I guess it's because we have Chief Joseph here in our Indian tribes, as a hero of our Indian tribes here in our area. But as King Joseph accepted Judaism, Babylonian Talmud religion, and that was 740 A.D., and then they were all Gentiles at that time, and they accepted Judaism. And then a group of them broke away, very powerful, influential, rich Khazarian Jews broke away and became atheists and communists and started the Zionist movement, folks, and that made them Gentiles again. Wouldn't you say so? You know, if you accept Judaism, and I always use Sammy Davis Jr. as a good example, folks. Sammy Davis Jr. was a black entertainer, very, very great entertainer in America, and one time he accepted Judaism. And he did become a Jew. And you could actually call Sammy Davis Jr. a Jew because he adopted the Jewish Talmudic religion. And then if he had turned away and become an atheist communist, you couldn't call him a Jew any longer, could you? He'd be a Gentile again, okay? So this is exactly what happened and what Jesse Horowitz here, our soldier, is talking to us about, that these leftist, far-left Zionists are actually Gentiles that call themselves Jews, and he's very upset. I can feel it in his letter that he's very upset that the Jews get dumped on all the time for the evils that the far-left Zionists do all the time and have done for years. And it is the far-left Zionists, folks, who control our government, our military, our media, and the state governments today, and much more. They control the Supreme Court, they control the Congress and the Senate, and they control most everything in America today. But they're not Jewish. At least most of them are not. Now, I will say, just like among cops and among soldiers, there's some very evil cops and soldiers out there, the very evil ones. I know some of them, matter of fact, and there's many I don't know that I know are very, very evil. Well, there are real blood Jews out there that are very evil, too. So we're not saying all these far-left Zionists, there's not a few real Jews, blood Jews in there among them that are very evil, because in every group of people, you have people that are very evil. In the black race, in the Oriental race, in the white race, in all these sectors, of course, as you know, have some very evil people. And many of them are working to put us under this Antichrist totalitarian world government system. We'll be right back and get into other things right after we return after these important messages from Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
To the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. Good to have you back with us on this Sunday in the USA. We always have to say that because there's people listening in around the world, and sometimes it's Monday, okay, other places in the world. I learned that very well when the police and soldiers in Australia and New Zealand asked me to come down and speak, and they paid my way down. And private citizens down there, too, chipped in to pay my way down to speak in New Zealand and to the police and soldiers and to Australia, and learned it's different days down there. I wasn't aware of this. When I was in during the Vietnam War in the military, the places I was staged, okay, to do my duty with my top secret clearance back in the jungles here and back in the jungles there, I didn't have that to where there was different days. But when you go down under, oh, yes, yeah, and actually in Iraq, my son, Augie, who's a major in the Army, has been to Iraq twice, and it's a different day over there, as you probably already know. But it's Sunday here in the USA, and we're talking about something that's coming up tomorrow morning, possibility is coming up tomorrow morning, folks, and this is going to shock you if you are not already aware of it. But the Senate is bringing up amnesty for a vote again this week, possibly tomorrow morning. So we need to be on the phones early tomorrow morning out here in the West. It's really a task because we're 3 hours different than on the East Coast, where these tyrants and traitors are going to vote, try to vote this amnesty bill in again, folks. So we'll talk about that for just a minute here. But see, we have to get up 3 hours early to get to them when they open up, because if they open at 8 o'clock, for example, we have to get up at what, 7, 6, 5 o'clock to make our calls to the Senate and tell them, don't you dare vote for this amnesty bill, all right? And so we're thankful for D.V. Kidd for bringing us this information, very timely, because this week is the week they're going to probably vote on this new amnesty bill called the DREAM Act. The DREAM Act, believe it or not, that's the name, the DREAM Act Amnesty Bill, okay? And we thank D.V. Kidd for bringing this up to us. And it says here, just so you know, they've tried to massage it around to where they trick us, which is what they always do, is try to lie to us and trick us and con us. But they say this DREAM Act is not bad at all. It's perfect. It's just perfect for the illegal aliens in our country. But it's a lie, folks. It's a lie. The DREAM Act, Amendment 2237, and I'm going to tell you where to go to get all this information, so you don't need to write that down unless you don't have a computer. If you don't have a computer, you need to write down the DREAM Act, Amendment 2237. All right, that's the evil bill that they're trying to pass, which is identical to the amnesty bill they tried to pass here a couple months ago. And it's an attachment. They're attaching it to the Defense Authorization Bill, and it's a nightmare. The DREAM Act is actually a nightmare. It is a massive amnesty that extends to the millions and millions of illegal aliens who entered the United States before the age of 16. Now, remember, folks, the illegal aliens can lie and say they got here before the age of 16. Okay, that's one of the problems. They don't have to prove anything. There is no upper age limit. Any illegal alien can walk into the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service office and declare that he is eligible, because he doesn't have to prove anything. And for example, a 45-year-old man can claim that he illegally entered the United States 30 years ago at the age of 15. There is no requirement that the illegal alien prove that he entered the United States at the claim time by providing particular documents. None. The DREAM Act Section 4 merely requires him to demonstrate, they use the word demonstrate, I don't know if he does a little song and dance or what, to demonstrate that he is eligible, which in practice would mean simply making a sworn statement to that effect. In other words, lying under oath. No problem. I mean, they're already here illegally. They broke into America illegally and violated our law, so why wouldn't they lie in a sworn statement? And that's what they have to do to demonstrate they were here by the age of 15. Thus, it is an invitation for just about every illegal alien, and there's like 30 to 37 million now in the United States, to fraudulently claim the amnesty under this DREAM Act, which is a nightmare. For you and me, anyway. The alien then has 6 years to adjust his status from the conditional green card holder that they're going to give him to a non-conditional one. To do so, he needs only complete 2 years of study at an institution of higher education, including any vocational school that they call vocational school. If the alien has already completed 2 years of study, he can convert to non-conditional status immediately and use his green card as a platform to sponsor his parents and other tens of family members into the United States.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back. We're talking about that very evil bill is back. They've now renamed it to make you and I think it's just a pussycat, but it's actually a Bengal tiger with very sharp teeth and very sharp claws. They call it the Dream Act Amnesty, and you and I are supposed to think it's just a pussycat. You know, it's just not bad at all, but it's the same bill, folks. The illegal aliens get into this Dream Act, and it's a Dream Act for them, but a nightmare for you and me, because as I was telling you before we went to the break, they're able to bring in all their relatives, you know, and if we compute, very easily compute the 30 to 37 million, and that's been 6 months ago, so it could be 40 million right now, illegal aliens in here, because they come across the border hundreds of thousands a week across that 2,000-mile border there in the south. And I'm sorry about the coughing. And then, once they're here, under the Amnesty Act, they can bring in all their relatives. So compute 30,000, let's see, or I'm sorry, 30 million times 05. Let's say, and that's a very small family for the illegal aliens in Mexico. I know because I've spent a lot of time in Mexico scuba diving with my sons for the last 40 years, you know, and we see families, very fine families of Mexican people. We like the Mexican people in Mexico, very hardworking. They're just slaves because they're under a communist system down there. They can't own land, and they're very, very poor. There's no middle class in Mexico. It's always the super rich and the super poor in any communist country, and that's what they're doing in America today, reducing us down to the slaves and destroying the middle class. But anyway, back to the amnesty bill here called the DREAM Act, Amendment 2237, that they're stuffing in the Defense Authorization Bill. You need to know that because you need to call tomorrow morning and tell them, no way, Jose, no way. Don't pass that or we're going to vote you out of office. So here's more information on it now. They can sponsor their parents and other family members after a few months, that is. Let's see. If an alien has already completed 2 years of study in the United States, and that can be in any type of a school at all, folks, a vocational school or high school or junior high, because a lot of the illegal aliens haven't been to school at all, okay? They can go through junior high and high school at 40 years of age, you know? They just need those 2 years of study, and then if they can prove that they've had 2 years of study here in the United States, they can bring in their parents and all their family members. And if they have just five family members, folks, and you calculate 30 million illegal aliens here, and not 40, which is probably, I'm sure it's closer to 40 million now, but times five, you see that we lose our country. We lose our country because if there was 10 family members, and many of them will be bringing in, most of them will be bringing in 10 family members, that's 300 million illegal aliens coming in here, and we only have 300 million Americans in here. So you see our problem, folks, that bringing in 300 million illegals into America in the next few years is going to change America forever. And of course, that's what the Bush crime family wants, and why they're proposing this dropping our borders with Mexico and Canada under the American North American Union. Okay, so anyway, come tomorrow morning, folks, Monday morning here in the USA, we have to call our senators and get it through their heads that they do not pass this DREAM Act and do not put Amendment 2237 in the Defense Authorization Bill. Do not do it. And also, while you're on the phone with your favorite senator, okay, we need to tell them also about the other bills that we don't want to have vetoed. I have a thing here I'll get as soon as we come back from break because I'll have to look it up. But I have the bill that was passed last week by the Senate to stop Bush's funding, the funding of his illegal trucks, the Mexican trucks coming in America to crush the American independent trucker system, okay, destroy it so that the international criminal elite can have total control over the delivery of everything you and I eat, buy, where everything is delivered by truck pretty much in America. And they want to take over that, and so Bush is allowing hundreds and hundreds of illegal Mexican trucks in here that have no inspection stickers, no inspection at all on their the trucks themselves, and you cannot stop them and check to see what's inside of them, and they have no insurance at all, And so if they cream an American family or run into a school bus with a double overloaded 18-wheeler, and by the way, they don't have to stop at the truck stops and be weighed. The illegal Mexican trucks can double load their trucks to where they're totally unsafe. And if they cream into a school bus or your car out there and kill the whole family, you can't even get anything because they have no insurance. Okay? So when you talk to your senators, tell them to Bush is going to veto, of course, this bill. And doggone, I don't have it here in front of me, but I'll get it after I get off the on this next break. I'll get it for you. And we'll discuss the name of the bill. And when Bush vetoes it, we have to get our senators to overturn his veto. All right? And we'll discuss that after the next break here, folks. But first of all, the amnesty bill has to be stopped, and then Bush's veto of the Department of Transportation stopping the funding of this illegal program of bringing all these hundreds and hundreds, actually thousands. They have 100 businesses, 100 trucking businesses in Mexico that Bush has given the go-ahead to send their trucks into America, folks. 100 trucking companies. Okay. Let's see. Do we have the screen working? Do we have the computer screen working on it? Okay, good. All right, thank you. Yeah, we have a caller on the line. Matter of fact, let's just go to Don in Oregon. Is that right? Don in Oregon, welcome to the program, brother. Hello? Hello, Don?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Don. Go right ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And sorry it's taken a while, but that's technology anyway. And it's Eastern Oregon. Officer McLam, Eastern Oregon, just south of you a tad bit, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, out here in the high flats of Harney County.
We're having a terrible line here, brother. I'm having a hard time even understanding you on this line. So go ahead, and also we're having, I'm hearing in my earphones, we're hearing our board operators there at Republic Broadcasting Network talking at the same time you're talking. So I can't understand you, brother. Hang on just a second.
All right.
And see if they can clear up the line here a little bit for Don in Oregon. Okay, Don, try it again.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, yes. Go right ahead.
Is it clear?
Not real clear, but I can hear you well enough. Go right ahead.
All right. I'll make it short because I don't know what's happening with the landline.
Yeah.
My question is, earlier you were discussing, and I don't mean to cut through all that you've been promulgating here, but you were talking about the 13th Tribe and Arthur Kessler.
Yes.
All right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what your procedures and policy are, but are you in the process of let's say, scanning that or transcribing that, or are you just obtaining copies and then reselling them out? Because my idea is that it probably would be worthwhile to have that copy of that article, that book, scanned and put into just loose leaf format, and then it could be, you know, with the proper remuneration, properly promulgated out to the general public and not having been lost. In other words, it's an insurance of archiving it.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, Don. I'm sorry. I think your phone is
giving us
trouble. What'd you say?
My phone is doing well. It has done well with other guests. I think that there's probably a communications problem.
Okay. Yes, there sure is, because I can barely hear you. But I think what you're saying, Don, is that to get a hold of the 13th Tribe and scan it into the computer and put it out on the web. And I think that's a wonderful idea. I don't know. The book is being snatched up everywhere and being destroyed, and we're trying to grab as many copies as we can. We've gotten four off the web, and trying to get them available, make them available to our people here at our police and military, and also people on Republic Broadcasting Network, but we've only come up with four of the books. And so I like your idea. I don't know if there's copyright infringement because Arthur Kessler and his wife were murdered in England after they wrote the book. And so it may be that you could do that and get away with it. And it would be fantastic to have that available on the web. I don't have a way to do the scanning myself, but somebody that does have a way to scan it, I know that there's a number of good books, like Jack Bernstein, the Jewish Jack Bernstein's book, is on the web, and it's talking about the same thing on the web that he found out. He went to he went to Israel as an American Jew to help out over there, and he made the mistake of marrying a real blood Jew, a Sephardic Jew. And when he did that, the whole system, which is run by the Ashkenazi Khazar communist Zionists, which are not Jews, he married a real blood Jew and immediately got thrown into third-class citizenship over there. And they were persecuted so bad by the Ashkenazi Khazar Gentile Zionist controllers that he came back and he wrote a book here all about it. And that's on the web today, Jack Bernstein's book. And I'm looking for my copy, and I don't see it here. But that would be great if we could get that book out on the web, because then they really could. Oh, I just found it. I just found it here. Jack Bernstein, and I'll give you this information here so that you can look it up. His name is spelled B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N, Bernstein, Jack Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N, and his book is called In the Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel. The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel. Now, keep in mind, folks, we're talking about people that call themselves Jews and are not. They're Gentiles that are communist Zionists. And if you go to those two websites, you'll read all about them, JewsAgainstZionism.com and JewsNotZionist.org. And you'll read Jews talking about this. But Arthur Kessler's book should, I agree with you, Don, should be on the web. Do you have a way to scan that onto the web, Don?
I don't presently. I'm working on building on that. I've had to start from scratch all over again. But
okay.
That's not outside the realm of probability, so to say. You see, my idea is, in having studied a little bit of Hebraics, ergo, Baruch HaLavashem Yah, Yahushua HaMashiach HaMalachim, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm having
okay,
a hard
well,
time.
I'm giving praise to the king. Okay?
Okay.
And having studied a little bit of it, my idea was if it was out there and it was capable of being viewed as well and or downloadable, one could put as segues what you have to offer and have offered, as well as the protocols of the Elders of Zion. And
uh-huh.
Those three together, I think, are a 1-2-3 knockout punch, to coin
yeah,
the phrase.
It would truly be great if Jack Bernstein and Arthur Kessler, their works were there and people could go and learn the facts, as our dear Jewish brother here, Jesse, has suggested, that in order to take our country back, the people ought to know that it's not the Jews destroying America, but these Zionist neocons that have control of our nation are destroying us, and I believe he's right. Now, there's other bad guys out there that are trying to help destroy America that are not these Zionists, but they're working in league with them to destroy America and set up this world religion and world political system, one world political system and one world religion under this Antichrist system that they're setting up. So you're right, Don. Good idea.
Anyway, good program, and I one of these days, if I can ever get an email through to you when it doesn't get buried on top of all the others that I know that you obtain,
yes.
I'd like to discuss with you a strategy, if I could, because the county that I live in is in great need of your assistance, so to say.
Oh, yeah.
I won't take up your time on this over the air, but I would like to discuss it with you at least via the Internet.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have enough time to get up your way right now. I mean, we already have snow forecasted in another 3 days. So winter's coming on, and I still have a little bit of gardening I have to get taken care of.
Gotcha,
Get the food put up, so I'm committed to that. But
At
any rate, there is an issue here that I think needs to be addressed, and I'd like to go over some strategies with you. The tactics, I don't know if I need to develop them so much. I think you already have it developed, but I do appreciate what you're doing, and I will talk with you later, sir.
Okay, thank you, Don, and thank you for all you're doing there, too, for God and country. All of us working together make it happen. That's what it is. So God bless you, Don. It's good to serve with you, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Lord bless you. All right. Don in Oregon. Yeah. Folks, that's what's making it work all across this country is individuals. Individuals like me and you.
The
all
ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
folks. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McElam program. And before we leave the subject matter that I was talking about before, and that is our Jesse, our brother who just wrote us this letter, a Jewish great American patriot Jew who's a soldier over in the Middle East, by the way. Let me tell you this, because I was a fundamentalist Christian who was under the lies and delusion and the fraud of the Scofield Reference Bible almost my whole life. My family was too, matter of fact, and some of them still are. But I came out from under that when I began to read the Bible myself. And if you read the Bible yourself, you'll find out that the Scofield Reference Bible has conned you. It has lied to you about the pre-trib rapture, which is not going to occur, and that's right in the Bible, in Jesus' word himself, that there's not going to be any pre-trib rapture. That's right, but we listen to our pastors who went to seminaries that was taken over in the early or late 1800s and early 1900s. All of our Christian seminaries were taken over by the enemy, and they brought in the evil Scofield Reference Bible and made that their main teaching tool that told all of these things that were not true, like we should obey evil government because all evil governments of God, the misinterpretation of Romans 13, and which is the pastors now don't say it the way I say it. They say we must obey all government because all governments of God. And that is not what Romans 13 says. If you read the Bible yourself, you can see how your preachers have been lied to and misinformed, or either they're lying to you, okay? But if they read Romans 13 themselves, they find out that we're only to obey a godly government leader, those that believe in God and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Those are the people we are bound, duty-bound, according to God, to obey. Only those that love God and are using and are under God's law that we're supposed to obey. But our preachers today tell us, no, 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 we must obey all government because all government's of God. Well, that's baloney, because that means we must obey the Antichrist. Does it not? Isn't that going to be a government? And isn't it almost here already? We have Antichrist that control our governments today, state houses and the federal government and the military, and we're supposed to obey all of them? No, it is not true, folks. But anyway, I want to tell you, because this is another thing that Christians are lied to about and are misinformed on, and that is if you say anything about a Jew, that God's going to send a lightning bolt out of heaven and smoke you out of your tennis shoes. Because if you stand against any Jew or say anything negative about the Jews or Israel, God's going to get you. Well, that is not true, folks. That is the lie that's been told so that the evil communist Zionists can get away with anything. Okay? And like I said, most all of them, 90% of them, are not Jews. They say they are to get you to stay in line and to follow them, but they're not. They're Gentiles that have accepted atheism and communism, and they're no longer religious Jews. Okay? But one of the people that has spelled this out brilliantly and proves it 100% is a Christian Jew by the name of Steve Wahlberg. I know I about beat this to death, but what I'm going to tell you on the other side of the break is so important, folks. Okay, so stay tuned. I'll be right back.
It's true.